AGN and Star Formation at Cosmic Noon, Comparison of Data to Theoretical Models, by Jonathan Flores et al. In Theoretical Models of Galaxy Evolution, AGN and Star Formation, SF, activity are closely linked and AGN feedback is routinely invoked to regulate galaxy growth. In order to constrain such models, we compare the hydrodynamical simulations Illustris TNG and SIMBA, and the semi-analytical model SAG to the empirical results on AGN and SF at cosmic noon, 0.75 lower than Z lower than 2.25, reported in Flores et al., 2020. The empirical results are based on a large mass complete sample drawn from 93,307 galaxies with and without high X-ray luminosity AGN, L_XGTR SIM 10 to the power of 44 Erges carat minus 1, selected from a 11.8 Daig squared area, approximate light year 0.18 GPC cubed comoving volume at Z equals 0.75 to 2.25. The main results of our comparisons are, SAG and Illustris TNG both qualitatively reproduce the empirical result that galaxies with high X-ray luminosity AGN have higher mean SFR, at a given stellar mass, than galaxies without such AGN. SAG, however, strongly overproduces the number density of high X-ray luminosity AGN by a factor of 10 to 100, while Illustris TNG shows a lack of high X-ray luminosity AGN at high stellar mass, m**, greater than 10 to the power of 11 m_, at Z approximate light year 2. In SIMBA, the mean SFR of galaxies with high X-ray luminosity AGN is lower than the SFR of galaxies without such AGN. Contrary to the data, many high X-ray luminosity AGN in SIMBA have quenched SF, suggesting that AGN feedback, or other feedback modes in galaxies with such AGN, might be too efficient in SIMBA. This was AGN and Star Formation at Cosmic Noon, Comparison of Data to Theoretical Models, by Jonathan Flores et al.